This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Yes. Kicking off the week is only a little bit better than the weekend, but kicking off the week, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Log and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want you to know that I had an absolute blast Saturday, even though it got broken up. Me and JT Albrecht, Raven One from the chat room, we get in there. We get down to the Pickens County Law Enforcement Training Range here in wonderful upstate South Carolina. We get in there, we set everything up. The concealed carry permit people show up, but we have a little bit of time to shoot. And so we shoot. And Raven was kind enough to let me shoot a lot. And then we spent the time while they were doing the concealed weapon permit class qualification part. We were range safety officers. Then when they left, we did some more shooting. If you want to check out some of what we did on the homepage of the show, on the homepage of the website, lockandloadradio.com, is a YouTube video of what he and I did, and what we accomplished was, I'm not concerned with my shooting anymore. I'm not concerned with that anymore. I got to run. I'm not a bullseye shooter. I've never been a bullseye shooter. Maybe when I used to shoot silhouettes when I was a teenager, the real silhouette shooting. But as far as running semi-automatic, I've always been what I would refer to as more combat-oriented, more involved like in a gunfight sort of training scenario. And at this range, because there was no limitations on what I could do, I was able to let it go. I took the Agency Arms Glock 17, and I let it run wide open, which is the only way that gun is supposed to run, and I had a blast. And my trigger finger is back, although I did one thing. The first time I was able to let go, which is not actually the first time in the video, but in slow motion, there's a little segment of me up there, and noticeably after the first shot, my whole finger comes out of the trigger guard, and then I go back in, and I figure out that I've got to stay in the trigger guard, and That was my one snafu. I also noticed in slow motion, I need to work a little bit on my draw. I also noticed that I need to retire the shirt I was wearing because I have lost weight and that shirt's a little too big. It's getting in the way. I had a blast this weekend. We're going to do it again. And this time, even though I've been holding off doing it because this is going to be something else altogether very soon, I'm going to take the Agency Arms Glock 19, and I'm going to run it. This is like the Glock 19, it's small enough to hide, big enough to fight with. That's what everybody says, and I'm going to take it out there, and I'm going to run it like I ran the 17, although the 17 is going to be hard to beat. It's going to be hard to beat. There's nothing better than shooting and having 6 or 7 pieces of brass in the air at one time and having good enough control over the gun to where in a combat scenario, everything's hitting center mass. I wasn't hitting a softball size hole nowhere near it, but I was in center mass. And Raven was happy with it. He was happy with what I was doing. So I was happy with it. I was happy with what I was doing. One thing that I thought about, though, and I actually thought about two things. One, I think everybody that goes to a range and is going to, and the primary purpose you carry a gun is for self-defense, I think you should all shoot the way I do. Because I would not trigger a burst anything less than 5 rounds. And 9mm, you know, I can put 5 rounds in something faster and it can fall down. And then I have a pretty good expectation it's going to fall down. And then I can slow down. But a handgun is such a horrible thing to take to a handgun or to a gunfight. The problem with it is that they're just so weak. And even though they've done great things with the self-defense ammo, and the self-defense ammo is much more effective than it used to be, it's still much more effective than it used to be, but weak. Whereas, you know, the weakest of rifle ammo will do so much of a better job when fighting people. And so that's item number one. You need to train to shoot multiple times at the target when you identify the target. And I was only shooting one target at a time. I think maybe this coming weekend we might try to engage multiples just to see how fast I can move on that one. Then the other thing I thought about was that everybody that trains for self-defense the way I do with a gun probably absolutely definitely needs to be a member of Second Call Defense. Simply because if you're in a self-defense situation and you put 5 shots in center mass, they're going to classify you. I would be classified as a mad dog. Altogether a mad dog. And that would be okay. I have all confidence in Mr. Maloney and his associates, so I'm not that concerned with being labeled as a mad dog. But it was just a thought I was having when I was doing it. The other thought I was having is that everybody needs to move when you shoot. The best shooting that you can do, if you're training for self-defense, I try to tell these people, my side of the line, JT had one side, I had one side. My side of the line, I told them repeatedly, take a self-defense pistol course. And they would ask me what it was, and the easiest way I could put it was gunfighting. And out of the 6 shooters I had, only one had ever shot before. So they all needed a self-defense pistol course. But they all qualified, without a doubt. And the best part of it was that 8 of them were women. Out of 12, 8 of them were women. And even the women who had not shot before made a very fair accounting of themselves. So I was very pleased to see that. They take instruction so well. Ladies listen so much to what you... One lady was there, she had a 5-shot. First of all, she had the wrong gun. In my opinion, she had the wrong gun. She had a 5-shot Smith & Wesson 6.42. Now, I know that that's okay in self-defense. It is horrible. It's a horrible gun to take to the range, in my opinion, because if you've never shot before, it's going to beat your hand up, which is exactly what it did to her. Beat a hole in her hand. She still kept going. She put a Band-Aid on it, and then she put a piece of duct tape over that, and she finished and she qualified. Tough. Tough. And she got to where she was running that second, double-action-only trigger very well. And I told her, I said, Glock 19. As she was walking away, I was just whispering, Glock 19, Glock 19. And then for all the late, there was a couple of them carrying Smith & Wesson bodyguards, too. And I just said, 9mm. Because if you're going to carry 380, the recoil is about the same as it is with a 9. Go pro. Go pro. I'm very pleased with the way the weekend went. I'm not worried about carrying a gun now and getting in a gunfight. Let me put it that way. Not looking for one. Don't kid me. But I, after talking with JT Albrecht, Raven 1 from the chat room, Lock and Load Ninja, after he told me, gave me an assessment of what he saw, I was pleased. I was pleased that I've still got it, at least with the handgun part and with the moving part. Now I just need to dress better when I'm doing video. Coming up next, You can tell me from you if you're a criminal because I'll have a holster. This is Lock and Load. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Evolution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components of safety shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the brotherhood.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. By the way, that's where all of my ammo that I shot Saturday came from. I probably shot about 350 rounds. Although if you watch the shooting part of the video, you'd be like, how'd you hold it at that? One thing that police understand about violent criminals is they don't use holsters. There's a reason for this. A gun can be readily abandoned. If you're in a car running from the cops, you can throw it out of the car. Or you can throw it in a dumpster, down a drain, or off of a bridge. A holster, normally worn on a belt, is much harder to discard and can result in some embarrassing questions if you are searched and all of a sudden you have an empty holster. Having a holster on your person when you're not allowed to carry or possess a firearm also can become rather problematic. Especially for the gangbangers. Here we have a comment from DefensiveCarry.com from a law enforcement officer who said there's no real firm answer, but in general, no street thugs don't tend to use holsters. The reasons are many, and the main ones are posted, like they said here, but I've come across people illegally possessing carrying weapons and holsters, but they tended to be concealed in vehicles inside a holster. Generally, the holster the gun was in when it was stolen. I've worked on year 13 as an LEO, and I've never charged illegal possession or CCW against someone who was actually wearing a handgun in a holster. Then there's another comment. My experience, this guy's name's Landrick, mirrors Landrick's. So I can tell you that when I've seen many shootings, that I have seen many shootings inside bars or other buildings, begin with the words, go out to the car and give me my pistol. The holster is the area under the front seat or in the spare tire well, depending on the individual's need for concealment versus speed of draw. Generally, if a bad guy's carrying a gun, he just retrieved it or had it retrieved and stuffed it down the front of his pants. And he may be holding both up with one hand in some cases or a pocket if it is of the non-stolen type, a small 25 or 22. I do remember a sawn-off shotgun carried under a coat suspended from the arm by a claw strip nailed to the stock. It was way under the legal limit. And the guy's attorney tried to say it was legal because by measuring from the tip of the barrel to the end of the strip, it was plenty long. But that was years ago. There's an FBI-published study from 2006 that confirms those comments. The study published by the FBI is Violent Encounters, a Study of Felonious Assaults on Our Nation's Law Enforcement Officers. So in summation, from StoppingPower.net, the offenders say they are most often hid guns on their person or in the front waistband, with the groin area and the small of the back nearly tied for second place. Some occasionally give their weapons to another person to carry, most often a female companion. None regularly used a holster, and about 40% at least sometimes carried a backup weapon. In motor vehicles, they most often kept their firearm readily available on their person or less often under the seat. In residences, most stash their weapon under a pillow, on a nightstand, under the mattress, somewhere within immediate reach while in bed. Then there's a comment from ActiveResponseTraining.net claiming knowledge of a U.S. Secret Service seminar. 95% of criminals carry their guns on the strong side, mostly stuck in the front of their bodies inside the waistband without a holster. From the U.S. Secret Service seminar on detecting concealed weapons. But then there's confirmation from another Secret Service document that is simply says a majority. From PopularMechanics.com, we get the majority of those right-handed people that carry handguns illegally carry them on the front waistband loose. Now, it's impossible to claim that criminals never use a holster, but them using a holster appears to be a very rare occasion. If they're carrying a gun in a holster, they're almost certainly a peaceful, responsible gun owner. This is one of the things I'll be writing down for my senator here in South Carolina, who just did a very nice interview with The Trace, the Bloombergian pseudo-news organization that has to be very careful not to be listed as an anti-gun website. Yeah, he did one of those. He did one of those. Now. But now I can tell them, well, the way they'll be able to tell you, Senator, is that most bad guys don't carry guns in holsters. I, on the other hand, use a holster with every gun, every time I carry it, despite my heroes in Strike Back not doing it. And I carry one of three ways, concealed. I carry strong side, and that can either be in the waistband or outside the waistband. I will carry in the small of the back with the gun reversed because I can simply do that. I probably had scoliosis when I was a kid. Nobody corrected it. I can now hide a law rocket in the small of my back, and a handgun is no problem. Or I wear it in the shoulder holster. Love the shoulder holsters. Just now that I've lost a little bit of weight, I don't know how I'm going to do the shoulder holster. That's going to be the big issue. Although I am looking forward to maybe trying an all-steel gun here very shortly. Maybe another SIG 226. I don't know. But all of that notwithstanding, now we have more ammo for these guys, for these yahoos that say, why do you, you know, how are they going to tell the difference between you and the bad guys? I'll have a holster. I'll be wearing a holster. Thank you. Thanks, police officers. I'm wearing a holster. I think that's some good stuff. Some very good stuff. Hey, we're getting closer and closer to the meetup for the NRA. Now it turns out I'm going to have to be there on Thursday instead of Friday. So Thursday will be another rebroadcast there, Ben. We were going to just do one on Friday, but now we're going to have to do one on Thursday, too, because Sean Maloney wants to feed me at the NRA buffet.
Okay.
He wants to feed you at the NRA buffet, too. Has he already contacted you? I bet you he will Wednesday. I'm not gonna lay the guilt on you. I know that you would do it if you didn't have a conflict of interest. And this way, I mean, I don't know how cool GCN is to you being like bailed out of jail. I don't know how cool they would be with that. So, but make no mistake, we'll be out there free ranging around Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, and it's right after the Kentucky Derby, so we'll be having all the second and third place finishing horses for dinner. There you go. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
All right, we're getting ready to get plain here. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. All right, I see everything that's going on out there, and I see, and first of all, I do not believe that is the majority that we're hearing out there, but they are vocal. So let's get vocal, shall we? Let's fight. Let's try to be even-handed here and get vocal. Because I get called terrorist, and I get called, I get vilified, I get demonized, I get called dangerous for carrying a gun. So let's speak up for a moment. Let's say what millions of us are already thinking. If politicians like Newsom in California and Clinton and Obama and Cuomo in New York and Malloy in Connecticut, if they or their paid lackeys from the Bloomberg Soros camps, you know, Shannon Watts, Gabrielle Giffords, if any of them think that the majority of Americans are willing to give up guns like the Australians did, they're wrong. They're dead wrong. And let me state here now, and for the record, if these demented individuals succeed in passing laws to severely restrict, ban, and ultimately confiscate firearms from law-abiding citizens, This will foment and precipitate blood. Their laws will turn me, who I do nothing, I hurt nobody, into a criminal due to possession of what was legal yesterday, and I will fixate upon you as the death, the cause of the death of my republic. I will not turn them in, but I will turn them. If federal, state, or local agents are dumb enough to come and attempt to take them, there will be more bloodshed than in Gettysburg. Just today, they put out an announcement that there are less than 500,000 active duty soldiers in the Army today. I can't imagine where the Marines and the Air Force and the Navy are if the Army is at 500,000. The people that they would be relying on to make this happen are gone. They are gone. As a matter of fact, they're with me. They're cooling their jets with me. We're preparing against, you know, in case. But we know what in case means when we say that. We're not talking, and I'm not talking about the so-called militia guys or the gun fanatics. I'm talking about regular working class Americans. I'm talking about veterans who cherish the constitutional right. We will take up arms just as we did when we took up the oath. We'll take it up. We'll take it up and we'll play with you. We will play with you in the field. We'll take it to you. We'll meet you halfway. And, you know, you Clinton, or you Obama, or you Lynch, or you Trump, if that's what it turns out, whoever it is, for their legacy when they're setting up their, you know, presidential library and everything, first thing first, in the middle of their atrium coming in, they can say, I started the Second American Civil War. For these idiot progressive socialists who believe that it could never happen here, I would like to remind you that your communist brethren in Yugoslavia did not believe that either. Civil wars are happening all over the world. You know, the Middle East, with the people that you love to bring in here, Syria, Libya, Egypt. You remember the Arab Spring? We could have an American Spring. Do you believe that the U.S. is exempt from resenting politicians? There are nearly 400 million firearms in the possession of law-abiding citizens. Thanks to Obama, there's more AR platform rifles in the hands, private hands, than anyone ever imagined could possibly happen prior to his election. It was popular, but oh my, things have changed. Collectively, these Americans, me and you, we outnumber all of the military police personnel by over 50 to 1. And they possess more, we possess more ammunition than the U.S. Army has in all of their arms depots. Yeah. So, it's time for the liberal anti-gunners, the ones, you know, the 75 women that marched across the Brooklyn Bridge the other day, saying, what do we want? Gun control. When do we want it? Now, Julia, what was her name? I can't remember. Silence of the Lambs, second stringer. You can't close the barn door after the horses are out. The horses, in this case, the guns, are out, and they're never going back. We're not Australia. We're not the United Kingdom. You want to start doing something, start by enforcing the laws on the books. Look at what the laws on the books are not doing, or maybe the way they're not being approached, and approach them the way they were meant to work. If you're actually ignorant enough to believe that you can legislate away our Second Amendment rights, you're mistaken. And this includes lame duck executive orders, too. This president has already made us deeply divided. All we need now is a starting pistol. He's the one that considers our Constitution a flawed document. A lot of us take that personally. All that is needed is just a few more straws hitting this camel's back, and then you have your own American Spring. And if that happens, it's not going to be the North against the South. It'll be like it was when I was in Europe. We'll have something along the lines of Airland Battle Doctrine. This will be patriotic Americans against the unpatriotic progressive socialists. So, Bloomberg's, Brady's, Clinton's, Obama's, Cuomo's, Malloy's, Newsom's. Why would you push the country to something like this. I know that, you know, lump in with this people like Kevin Williamson at National Review Online, Bill Kristol at the Weekly Standard, all of the so-called quote-unquote conservative pundits who don't think the country's in distress right now and think, well, you know, Clinton, Trump is so bad, let's just have Clinton. I realize that those of you who are progressive liberals and socialists don't believe such a thing is possible. Tsar Nicholas of Russia didn't either. As a final note, John Hopkins researchers just published the results of their study on deaths due to medical errors in the United States. If you add up all the deaths due to firearms, suicides, and car accidents and double that number, it would not equal the deaths due to medical errors. 251,454. Deaths due to medical errors is now the leading cause of death in the U.S. behind heart disease and cancer. You want to save some lives? Address that. Make some difference today. There's 250,000 lives you can save right now today. Start with a new education program for heart disease. It's, you know, I'll be happy to get out there, and I'll be your spokesperson for it, too. I'll get out there. You know, I love me some sugar and some cigarettes, and, you know, I didn't like it very much when I was looking up at that light, thinking I might not see anything else on this earthly world except that light. That would be the last thing I ever saw. If you actually want to do something, let's attack those things, shall we? If we're talking about saving lives. If we're really talking about saving lives, because if you're not really talking about saving lives, then you're talking about a number right around 3,500. That is not gang-related murder. Okay, 3,500, 4,000. That's the number in a nation of 320 million, 4,000 murders with firearms. Do the percentages. Do the math, please. Would you? But don't make the mistake. Don't make the mistake. You're pushing. You're pushing and... what you're about to get, you won't be able to let go of quick enough. We'll be right back.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
All right. Back at you live. Excuse me, goodness. Oh, God. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out. I've been shooting a lot of their merchandise, and I'm enjoying every little bit of it. Now, Ben, on that, when I was coming back, did you hear me, like my voice crack or everything or anything? Yeah. Now, listen, in the playback, I want that. You've heard of Photoshopping. I want that audio shopped. Okay? Well, whatever you can do is fine. Still got this. It's still there. I mean, it's been 2 months almost since the first day. Anyway, that's all beside the point. Hopefully the music was too loud for the rest of the world at large to have heard that. That would be good. Coming from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. In December of 2015, Terry McAuliffe, he of the executive order pen, much like his hero, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, he issued executive order number 50 to ban guns in state agency buildings. And at that moment, the Virginia Citizens Defense League began to research the legality of him creating such a ban. They've spoken to prosecutors, defense attorneys, delegates, and senators. Each person was asked the same question: what law would I be breaking, and what would the penalty be if I ignored the no-gun signs at state agencies and carried anyway? Here's what they found out. The state agency gun ban, where's the authority? A 2002 Attorney General's Opinion, 02-074, by Jerry Kilgore noted that a person's privilege to carry a concealed handgun is considered universal within the Commonwealth, subject to limited circumstances. The General Assembly has specifically set out those places where the carrying of a concealed handgun is prohibited. Basically, what that says is that the governor would need specific statutory authority granted to him by the General Assembly in order to be able to ban concealed handguns in state agencies with the force of law, which he hasn't been given. In 2008, Attorney General McDonnell made a similar statement in an Attorney General Opinion 08-043 dealing with open carry in state parks. He said, I find no specific statutory authority granting the department the authority to prohibit the open carrying of firearms in state parks. A person's right to carry a firearm openly is considered universal within the Commonwealth, subject to definite and limited restrictions upon certain locations and classifications of individual. So based on that opinion, the governor would need statutory authority from the General Assembly to ban open carry with the force of law. Since he does not have this statutory authority from the General Assembly to either ban or prohibit, all he can do is make a policy banning open or concealed carry of firearms in state agencies. And that is what he has done. And, in fact, without a regulation backing up that no-guns policy, he could not have a policy banning concealed carry at all. So he got an emergency regulation put in place back in December. The open carry ban did not require a regulation to back up that policy, because open carry does not require permits in Virginia, which is the biggest reason why I wish the Republicans had not caved to him and given him what he wanted so that he would restore the reciprocity with the 25 states that the Attorney General put in place. I would have just looked at the Attorney General and defunded his damn office. So, in Virginia, are you breaking the law if you carry concealed into a state agency? Well, based upon what the Virginia Citizens Defense League has found out, the answer appears to be a solid no. Ignoring the signs at a state agency is apparently not a criminal act. You would be breaking a policy and not breaking a law. If you are caught breaking the no-guns policy, you will be asked to remove the gun from the building. If you refuse that, then you are committing a crime, the crime of trespass, which is a Class 1 misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $2,500 and or 12 months in jail. This is, in essence, the same policy that state universities and colleges have in place. If it is found that you are carrying in a state university or college building, they will ask you to leave and will charge you with trespass if you don't. Now, if you're employed by the state, you could be fired as well. You would lose your job. If you're a student at a state university or college and carry there, you could be expelled if you're caught. One thing to understand is that this is not legal advice. So, the first thing I would ask, well, is the Virginia Citizens Defense League going to carry in these places concealed? That's what I would want to know. So, they make this statement that they're not attorneys and the above is not legal advice to you. Could there be some kind of legal gotcha hiding somewhere? Sure, but it must be doing a darn good job of staying out of sight. No, there's no legal gotcha there in place. What liberals think they do is they do a decree like smiting thee. I smite thee, or damning you. I damn thee. And you're just going to sit there and go, I'm damned. I'm smitten. And just go off and do whatever you do when those kind of things happen. However, it's, you know, if you sit there and say, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm not playing with that. No, that's not good for me. I don't like it. No, no, thank you. Then that's a different thing altogether. That information is out there for you. If you're in Virginia and you're listening to this, that's for you. Do what you will with it. That comes from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. For those of you who might be thinking about that. Now, we're not going to talk about that. We got a few minutes left. This military thing that's going on right now, where we have fewer than 500,000 soldiers in the Army today, active duty. Do you know how low that is? 500,000. I think when I was in Europe in the 80s, I think we had to have had 100,000 soldiers over there. No, we probably had more than that. We probably had about 200,000 or 300,000. I don't know. You know what? I need to find out. Let's find out. Troop strength in Europe in the 80s. What does that come up with? What does that come up with? All right. U.S. Army command in Europe. Of course, we went through the Cold War. And during the Cold War, when we were in USSR, that's what we called it, USSR. That's where we started fielding the M1A. That's where we started fielding the M2, the M3 Bradley. The Black Hawk came out there. The Apache came out there. In 1990, the European command, and that being Germany, shrank from 213,000 in 1990 to 122,000 in 1992. From 858 installations in 1990 to 415 in 1993. And more were, where I was stationed is closed. I wanted to go back there, damn it. So, 213,000 soldiers in Europe alone. Nearly half the entire amount of soldiers in the military today were in Europe in the 80s. Probably more than that. That's just the first figure I'm coming up with. So, the 7th Corps, that was 75,000 personnel, 1,200 tanks, 1,700 armored combat vehicles, 650 pieces of artillery, 325 aircraft. So, look at the military today. Why is it that we are allowing Iran to go nuclear? We're allowing North Korea to go nuclear. We're inviting every Middle Eastern guy who has a this fantasy about giving us all the short haircut. We're inviting all of the gang members from the MS-13. Soon El Salvador will be the epitome of serenity because they will all be up here. The Zetas, the Sinaloas, they're all up here. How come we're inviting all of these people into the United States while we're trying to disarm our citizens and we're basically, eviscerating the military? What can the military fight right now? If something happened right now today, what can we go do? Not much. Not much of nothing. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.